It's time for Rocketing Rhythms. Hi, my name's Bill Stewart, here in the music department of the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service in Hollywood, standing in for our old buddy, Mr. Jack Brown, who's enjoying a well-earned vacation for the next 2 weeks. And for about the next 30, we've got Chartsville, USA, all the tops and pops from across this great, wide, wonderful land. From border to border and coast to coast, the songs folks are enjoying most here at home. Hope that you're all going to enjoy them, too. We're one of the big five disc jockeys, by the way, at KLAC here in town. And mighty happy to let you know that an old buddy named Bobby Rydell is going to boot it off with that old black magic.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. I love you so, yeah. That same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts to climb. And darling, down, down I go. Round and round I go. Like a leaf that's caught in a tide. Yeah, I should stay away, but what can I do? Why are you near? And I'm playing. Oh, playing with such a burning desire. Hey, that lay off kiss, kiss, then put out the fire. Well, I know how to love her.
There he goes, Mr. Bobby Rydell, Waylon, with that old black magic. Great tune written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer some years back, but a new version that's been wailing around on the charts for the last 6 weeks hasn't moved up or down very much in the last three, but it's holding its own with all the rest of the tops and pops, and we got lots more goodies to go. As you know, just like our own program here in Los Angeles, we always play more music to the minute, and Rocketing Rhythms does exactly the same thing. And coming along, we have two in a row here, so shall we have at it and kick it off? Here's a young lady named Connie Francis who's done extremely well for herself. As a matter of fact, she kind of lives on the charts, and this one is living with her.
If my friend should ask for me, I'm breaking a prayer.
Excuse me if I cry, but I see the writing on the wall. It's not too hard to read between the lines, dear. It's plain to see love didn't conquer all. It's not too recognize the signs there. I see the writing on the wall. I see the writing on the wall.
How about that boy, huh? That's Adam Wade there with the writing on the wall. That started off the charts 2 weeks ago with 72, and now it's 50. A young gentleman who made his appearance on the musical scene here a little over a year ago with a particularly fine interpretation of an old tune called Ruby. Those of you who remember back that far. But this one's really coming up. Looks like it's going to move all the way. And, of course, little Connie Francis with that two in a row, kicking it off with Breaking in a Brand New Broken Heart. That's been five for the last 2 weeks. It was 6 1 week before that, and you never can tell, could go all the way to the top. Connie's usually do. Bill Stewart sitting in for Jack Brown here on Rocketing Rhythms, coming your way from the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service in the heart of Hollywood, and all the tops and pops from border and border and coast to coast. These are the songs they like the most, and let's have another two in a row. Look out for this one, because this has been four for three straight weeks, and that's no golf term.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dreams. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently. you stay. How I've waited for this moment to be by your side. Your best friend wrote and told me you had teardrops in your eyes. Daddy's home, Daddy's home to stay. It wasn't on a Sunday, Monday and Tuesday went by. It wasn't
on her belly like a reptile. Just one thin dime, one-tenth of a dollar. Step right up, folks!
I went and bought myself a ticket and I sat down in the very first row. They pulled the curtain up and when they turned the spotlight way down low, little Egypt came out strutting wearing nothing but a button and a bow. Tummy and a diamond big as Texas on a toe. She laid her hair down and she did the hoochie coochie real slow. When she did a special number on a zebra skin, I thought she'd stop the show.
And when she hit the ground, she winked at the audience and then she turned around. She had a picture of a cowboy tattooed on her spine saying Phoenix, Arizona, 1949.
Yeah, but let me tell you people, little Egypt doesn't dance there anymore. She's too busy mopping and taking care of shopping at the store. 'Cause we've got 7 kids and all day long they crawl around the floor singing.
Well, there they go. The coasters rollerin' and rockerin', huh, with a little Egypt. That's one that's been moving steadily up from 46 to 34 this week. The last 3 weeks really got all ahead. And then Daddy's Home, of course, Shep and the Limelights did that one, the first of the two in a row. And that's kind of what you might call a stable-type item, because it's moved up to the number four spot in 3 weeks, and it's stuck right there for the last three, number four, throughout the land, according to Cashbox. And according to everything here on the old TikTok at AFRS and Television 2 now, you know. In the old days, we were here for years and years, you know, at Armed Forces Radio. Now it's the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, and there's no sense in stopping. So we got two more in a row on Rocket and Rhythm, and let's get with them.
Just run and scare. Each place we go, so afraid that he might show. Yeah, run and
by me. stand by me, stand by me.
Whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand by me? Oh, stand by me.
There he goes, wailing into the distance, the great Ben E. King. Ben seems to have a real winner following in the wake of his last big one, as you remember, Spanish Harlem. Stand By Me came on the charts several weeks ago, but in the last three it's gone from 36 to lucky 13 for Ben. And then preceded by the number one song from border to border and coast to coast, the one that they all like the most, Runnin' Scared, Roy Orbison, usurping the coveted number one spot from last week's chart topper, which was Ernie K. Doe's Mother-in-Law, if you remember. Mother-in-laws very seldom top the chart, but last week they did, huh? All the way up there to the apex, if that's what you want to call it. And we just did, so we'll let it stick and get back to a young lady named Carla Thomas who says,
I look at the mountains, I look at the sun, I look at everything Mother Nature has done, then I want to know why can't I find a love of my own? I look at the starlight, I look at the trees, I look at the moonlight, I feel the soft breeze, then I want to know, why can't I find a love of my own? Love, how I've waited for you. But it looks like you'll never come. So I sit down, and think this thing over. Is it something I've done? I look at the flowers in fullest bloom. I should be happy, but I'm filled with gloom, 'cause I wanna know why can't I find a love of my own? 'Cause I wanna know why can't I find a
waiting down at the corner at an 8 o'clock day. I got there kind of early, hoped you wouldn't be late, but suddenly I saw you and my world came to an end. Broke right down and cried, and when our friends began arriving, it was plain to see that you invited everyone but me. What a surprise! What a surprise! I could. how I stood outside of your door and took it long as I could. And then I had to go inside to see just how things stood. But when I walked into the room, our friends began to cheer. And you rushed up and kissed me, shouting, "Happy birthday, dear." What a surprise. What a surprise. I couldn't believe my eyes. And if I live forever, I won't forget, no, never, that surprise.
What a surprise, Mr. Johnny Maestro Whalen here on Rocketing Rhythms for you. That's a tune that's in the number 53 spot this week from 66 2 weeks ago. And then Carla Thomas, you remember her Gee Whiz, just moving out of the top 100 for the first time in 11 weeks. And up she comes with another big seller that came in at 84 and went to 74. And this past week in cash box was number 66. My name's Bill Stewart, one of the big five at KLAC AM&FM in Los Angeles. Next time you're back in town, we've been sitting in here for Mr. Jack Brown this week, and hope that you've all enjoyed all the tops and pops. Lots more, of course, each and every week here on Rocketing Rhythms. And Mr. Glenn Nakamoto has been supervising the sash and the segways, bouncing the biscuits and toting the things technological. And then, of course, Mr. William Ezell has been our producer. So we thank you very much for the opportunity of dropping in and chatting with you. We also hope that you'll be around next week when Mr. Gene Weeks sits in for Jack Brown, who's on vacation. In the interim, let's wail on out, as we say, with one that 2 weeks ago wasn't even in sight. Last week was 99, this week it's 76, and we kind of call this with Duane Eddy, Ring of Fire. It's kind of a swanger. Stewart speaking. Rocketing Rhythms has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.